What's up? It's Mort. Hey, huge news. Rebrand's going to be bi-weekly. Yeah, every other week we're going to get a new episode of you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. Enjoy this episode. Just a classic Mort, Ashley, Danny roustabout improv fest. You know, just some riffing, fun riffing. Stay tuned to find out what happens with Sexy Gandalf. We have a Patreon, you guys. $5 a month and you get our Discord, which is cool. Everybody hangs out in there, chats it up. We do hangouts there once a month. You also get video episodes. You get unreleased episodes. You get other content of fun stuff. So yeah, join the Patreon if you're so inclined. Thanks, dudes. Enjoy this episode. Okay, kisses.
Everybody, everyone, here's a podcast.
Everyone alive, here's a podcast.
Everyone, everyone, here's a podcast.
Everybody, everywhere is always podcasting.
No one's never not doing a podcast.
If you're in confession with the priest, he's podcasting.
He's live streaming, too.
If you go to your doctor's podcasting.
If you go to your therapist podcast.
Everybody, everywhere, podcast, and always.
Ding. Now from the top, make it drop, that's some wet-ass rebrand. Welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether it be snack foods, celebrities, or religious institutions. I thought of that coming into the room, and I wanted to do it. I'm Ashley.
I don't have to say it. It's obvious to anybody with ears. That's fucking hilarious. Hey, I'm Mort Burke, co-host of the Rebrand.
That's some wet-ass rebrand.
That's some wet-ass rebrand.
We didn't talk about what we were going to rebrand before we started.
No, we didn't, actually, which is pretty funny. we've been busy. Allowing ourselves to experience a little bit of less pressure in our lives, which I know sounds kind of ridiculous if you're not in entertainment, but...
You think my bangs are too long right now?
I don't think they're long enough, honey. I wish your bangs...
You wish they went down to my nose?
I wish they touched your waist.
You wish they touched my waist?
I wish you had Guinness Book World Record, World's Longest Bangs. That's what I wish.
You wish I was Mr. The Thing? What is it? From Adam's Family Values?
Yeah. The hairy guy. Yeah, the thing. Well, honey, you know, I believe, and I told somebody about this yesterday, too, that I believe you're a fashion icon. So I think if you brought in the maxed out bang, I think it could change looks of men and women the world over.
I want to rebrand Oreos.
That's some wet ass rebrand. Yeah, let's do it. Wait, no, we did. Last episode was mostly Oreo talk.
No, it was Reese's Pieces.
No, but we did a lot of stuff about the stuff.
Fine. What do you want to rebrand?
I want to rebrand Wheat Thins.
Very well. Here we go.
Well, no. All right. What's your suggestion, Danny?
What's a Wheat Thin is the question.
Oh, you don't know. Wheat Thin is fair. Okay, yeah. I see. You're on the other side of the pond.
On the other side of the pond, we do not know what a Wheat Thin is. I don't know what that voice
is. Here, I'll tell you what they are. They're fucking disgusting is what they are.
Mm, they are really bad.
They're so gross.
It's a worse Triscuit. Do you know what a Triscuit is?
No.
Yeah. Triscuits I kind of like because they're okay, look, I know it's weird because it does taste like a dried out weird health cake, but they're salty enough to make it be a little bit like a chip.
It tastes like you're eating the inside of... your wall or something. Like if you were to sledgehammer your wall, that there would be some sort of like densely packed material that gives your house its shape, and that's what a Triscuit tastes
yes,
like.
Yes, it tastes like asbestos. So which do you prefer? To me, that's how Wheat Thins taste. Wheat Thins are...
I'd say Wheat Thins are superior to Triscuits.
Really?
Triscuits have no flavor. You're really just in there for like it's like a glorified Wheaties.
Truly, it's shredded wheat.
It's shredded wheat with
salt on it. And look, it's not good. I'm not saying like, fuck yeah, let me house a bunch of Triscuits right now. But if you handed me a box of Triscuits and a box of Wheat Thins, I'd slap the Wheat Thins out of your hand.
You would?
I would, yep.
Triscuits, saying that Triscuits have salt on them is generous. I think they don't.
No, they do have some salt.
Like barely. They have a single flake on each crackers.
Yeah, and look, you eat it. You need one glass of water for every Triscuit. They are the most. They absolutely dry out your entire system.
I'm really distracted by how weird my hair looks right now.
You think it looks weird? I think you look like you're in a lady led Cure cover band, which I think is cool.
I feel like that song "Tonight Will Be the Night That I Will Fall for You" should be playing.
Question for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you spell Triscuit? Because what I think what's coming up is not what I think you're talking about.
It should be like biscuit, but with T-R-I at the front.
Yes. That's a much faster way than what I was going to do.
Yeah, no, we don't
Tonight
have
will be the night that I will fall for you.
All of the time.
Honey, you get more compliments on your hair in public than any person I've ever walked
is
around
that right?
with. Yes.
You do have good hair.
Everyone, especially like women love your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not dying it.
No. I'm going all natural.
Yeah, you're going all natural.
Yeah, same. 100% natural.
Yeah, my hair's jet black normally, so I am currently. This blonde, slightly graying thing is a day jarb. Weirdly to me, wheat thins taste a little bit like sweet, just vaguely. Like they have a vague sweetness in them, so they don't taste like, they taste indecisive. Like they don't taste like they understand they're supposed to be a savory snack. Unlike these Crunch Masters, which we got.
Ugh.
The Crunch Master is exactly what it sounds
Crunch like. Crunch Master is the goat of the cracker world.
Yeah, and it's
rice cracker, which I'm not usually like...
usually tastes like styrofoam.
That usually tastes like styrofoam, but the Crunch Masters, they got like seeds and all manner of like seasoning in there, so you get the crunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's true to its name, and it's flavorful. You could eat those straight up. I feel like a lot of crackers you can't eat straight up.
Totally. No, they're what the Wheat Thin wishes it could be.
Wheat Thins are sweet, and I don't understand why.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Americans have an obsession with sweetness. I don't know why. We put fucking corn syrup in every goddamn thing.
You totally agree, Danny. Now, let's get some closure on a story we had from last episode. Did you receive those Reese's pretzels?
I did.
Oh, and how were they?
I treated myself. It cost me, they were on sale. So I was like, bugger it, I'm doing it. It was 20 quid. Hell it was yeah. worth it.
Absolutely.
And I also discovered, because I'd never had Reese's Pieces before.
Uh-huh.
So, and I, because like, I, you made me realize I don't have dairy in, I tried them and I'm now addicted too. So,
so you don't think our sweets are too sweet?
Well, no, you were nodding vehemently that we have an obsession with sweetness.
Yeah.
I think that your flavors are very artificial.
they are.
Yeah, they're
like,
made in
lack of a better. Like everything that's going to be sweet is like 10 times sweeter, but then you're weirdly bad at doing things like chocolate. Like, British chocolate, no, hands down wins.
Okay. Well,
yeah, what's the point of us?
So wait, now, real one, because we give the world Kid Rock, honey. Now relax. Just kidding. We gave the world fucking hip-hop and jazz and shit. That's what our point is.
Well, the black people did. We didn't do anything.
That's true. We did okay with comedy. My question for you is, okay, so you're addicted to Reese's Pieces or peanut butter cups?
Or... No, can't have the peanut butter cups because they are chocolate, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, talk all the like nobody, you know, you're not, I'm not saying you're eating McDonald's and like, yeah, this is great. But in 2 days, you're going to want more McDonald's. I'll tell you that much.
Here's the thing. Just went to the Wheat Thins official website and now I feel bad for them.
Okay.
Because this looks like it was made on GeoCities in 2002.
Yeah.
The Wheat Thins logo is like, it's like the resolution of the image is too low. So it's like a little blurry.
Yeah.
And it's so, I mean, it's as bland as the cracker itself.
The font looks like the font from a modern children's book about a giant.
It's like Blogspot. It's Blogspot default. I didn't put any... Hold, this is really their website? Reviews, and it just has three random reviews. It doesn't even have like a scrolling thing. It doesn't have stars, fucking nothing. This cannot be the official Wheat... Is this really the official Wheat Thins website?
Yeah, they're doing what they can, honey. That's their slogan. We're Wheat Thins. We're doing what we can.
But... I mean, I'm like, this feels like Wheat Thins is being single-handedly made by some guy named Stuart in like Wisconsin or something.
Yeah, it's super excellent. It has three reviews and they're attributed to their people's full names. It says, Jennifer Collins says, I've been a fan of Wheat Thins for years. And the original anyway, I won't read that. It's too boring. But there is a Wheat Thins Big featuring the same signature nutty flavor. They're claiming a
is
nutty
flavor.
Is
it supposed
flavor.
To be nutty?
Yeah, that's why I think it tastes bad, because I don't know that it's supposed to be nutty, and when I'm not expecting something and I get that taste, it makes me feel sick.
Holy, you didn't read the whole thing, which okay. I think needs to be read. Featuring the same signature nutty flavor as the original, but in a larger, sturdier format.
I love my food being described by format.
Yeah, I want, you know, I don't need my food to taste good, I just need it to be large and sturdy. The way you might describe a chair or a table. Specifically designed to handle heavy toppings. What do you think a heavy topping is?
My guess is half, like a quarter pound of cottage cheese.
I was going to say, I feel like this has been made by a man named Stuart in Wisconsin. His favorite way to eat a Wheat Thin is that he takes a tub of Kroger brand sour cream and he plops a cup onto a Wheat Thins Big. Wheat Thins Big is not grammatically anything.
No, and it's
big Wheat Thins.
Yep.
Wheat Thins Big?
Yep. And the lack of imagination around calling them just wheat thins big.
I mean, he gave up halfway through.
Yeah, heavy toppings and heavy spreads without breaking.
What is a heavy spread?
The only thing that's what's coming to mind is like the cream, like the chive cream cheese. That's what's coming to mind, like a cream cheese.
I guess. But heavy makes me think there's like chunks in it and stuff. You know why I think I use the word Stuart?
Mm.
No. The Megabus guy's name was Seth, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wheat Thins is making me as upset as Megabus is.
People?
I mean, it's I'm approaching. I can feel my blood pressure.
I think Wheat Thins is the official snack of the Megabus. I like the Wheat Thins. Here it says it's the Wheat Thins original or the quintessential salty sweet snack.
So they are trying to be sweet.
Which is so gross, actually. It tastes really bad when I eat it. That's what I don't like about them.
I tried to open Wheat Thins Big into its own window.
Yeah.
And this website is so bad that it just opened the homepage again.
Yeah.
What? I click check price and it takes me to the top of the fucking web page.
Yeah. It's like a boring inception.
Are you okay, Wheat Thins?
No, they're doing the best they can. Satisfy your snack cravings with the perfect balance of crunch and flavor. Wheat Thins whole grain wheat crackers are a nutty whole grain. Yeah, I don't like nutty and I don't like whole grain.
No, nothing about artisan cheese flavors. You can't put that on your... You're not selling artisan cheese flavors. You're not selling artisan cheese flavors?
No.
Wait, are they?
I think that...
Perfect for cheese lovers. These varieties incorporate rich, creamy flavors such... They don't have... Why on your website, Wheat Thins, do you not have all of these fucking things with pictures of the boxes? It's just a list. It's very easy to scroll past with no clickable links. Copyright 2020s. This is updated in 2026. Copyright 2026. Wheat Thins.
That's crazy.
Have they been on the internet? I don't think they've been on the internet. I don't think anyone that's worked for Wheat Thins or eats Wheat Thins has been on the... I think they just discovered the internet last year. I think that's why this is happening to all of us.
Which makes me like them a little more. It says, there's a question. How should I store Wheat Thins to keep them crispy? That's we're all waiting with bated breath to understand these Wheat Thins, which I love so much, they occasionally don't get crispy, and I have no idea to fucking what to do with them.
This is so... There isn't... Even in the most rudimentary of websites, there is a navigation link that has different pages. That you would have a Wheat Thins FAQ page. You would have an about. The origin... This is just a single web page that someone made on LiveJournal. And none of the links work!
Yeah, it's shameful. It really... It says most of the varieties do not contain corn syrup or fructose, which is probably why I don't like them.
That's probably why you don't like them. I cannot believe... I mean, I'm trying to find like what varietals there are, and I can't.
That page says artisanal cheese, but
I'm not seeing a single whiff of fucking artisanal cheese in here.
Maybe that's just an ambition they have to one day put out artisanal flavors of Wheat Thins.
I was trying to search for Wheat Thins on Amazon, and I typed white. I think that was a Freudian slip.
White Thins, you're describing your husband. That's why.
Oh, you're White Thin.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got reduced fat, we've got original. I don't see no fucking cheese. I don't see no Wheat Thins Big.
No.
Ew, wheat germ. 2 20-ounce glass jars of wheat germ. I feel like that'd probably be a better experience, just eating that straight out of the jar.
You'd rather have a mouthful of wheat germ?
I'd rather slough a bunch of wheat germ into my gullet than eat these fucking Wheat Thins.
So number one on the rebrand, hire a web designer.
Yeah, what? I'm so shook, but I'm genuinely shocked.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like Coca-Cola has cornered the market more or less on soda. I mean, you know, there's the Pepsi Coke thing, whatever, but like they still advertise.
Yeah.
You can't go to the movies without seeing some shit about Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Okay, I'm coming back around.
I am too, actually.
I'm impressed.
I know. That's the thing, is they're not trying to turn this... There's nothing about this that says, like, we're kind of Gen Z or cool. Like, we're the new Wheat Thins. This says, like, we're Wheat Thins, and we're boring, and we're sad.
And that's why you love us.
And that's exactly who we are, and you do love us, and if you don't, we know we can't change that. We're Wheat Thins.
Okay, so maybe what then we need to do... Who is like the most middle of the road famous person you can think of?
That's so great. That's a really huge question. You know, okay. You know what popped into my head, and not because this is going to upset you if you think that I don't like this person or that I'm calling them out for some reason.
Okay, I'm prepared.
But I do think this person is actually quite kind and pretty cool and generally uncontroversial in the same way Wheat Thins are. Elijah Wood, the new face of Wheat Thins.
I am a little upset.
Okay, sure. I thought you might be. Now, I'm also, of course, open to pitches, obviously.
No, of course. I put you on the spot. Look, he's Frodo, you know, because so he's already going to be, he's already S tier. It's hard. He's Frodo and he's in Over the Garden Wall.
And by proxy, then you're associating Wheat Thins with the Lord of the Rings, which I know you do not care
about. I do not want that association.
Right. Okay.
Although, they do kind of look like tiny Lambus breads.
That's a Lord of the Rings thing for the listeners who don't know that.
It's the bread that they get from Galadriel that you can eat a bite and it'll... Orlando Bloom, who plays Legolas, says it's enough to fill the stomach of a full-grown man.
Okay, so if these were marketed as...
Lambus bread. I'd love them.
Okay, their number one rebrand is a collab with Peter Jackson and the Lord of the Rings people.
Fuck.
Or Tolkien, his estate, I suppose.
You know, okay... This is going to mean absolutely nothing to you.
Okay, great. I can't wait for the fantasy gibberish.
So Galadriel has like a right-hand dude who's an elf.
Wait, and who's Galadriel?
Cate Blanchett.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
So she's the one that, she's the elf queen kind of looking lady, right?
Yeah.
So she has like a right-hand elf.
Nice.
Who's like, tell me where is Gandalf? For I much desire to speak with him. He should be on the box.
And what's his name again?
Don't know.
Okay.
He's middle of the road. He's a middle of the road elf. Yeah. Middle of the road.
Danny, any idea the name of this guy? This human? No, this non-human. This elf. This fictional elf. Well,
I really hate to admit it, but I'm not a Lord of the Rings person. Like, I've not. I'm
you know
sorry.
What? I've decided this is a safe space.
This is a safe space that I'm here to admit.
Shines down upon Lord of the Ring.
May it be when shadows fall.
What don't you like about Lord of the Rings?
I told her this is a safe space.
Not.
Stop attacking our producer, honey. Please.
Okay.
It's not a safe space.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
It's a safe space.
It's not a safe space.
Okay, well, you've just made it unsafe because you can't.
I agree. I've made it unsafe. Why don't you like Lord of the Rings?
It's not that I don't like it. It's the fact that when it very first came out, when did the first film came out? I was young when the first film came out.
Sure.
And I remember my dad took me to see it in the cinema when my mom was in the hospital. And I was sat on the front row and it just terrified me for some reason. Don't know why. And then after that, I just didn't have an inkling to watch it. And then it's just, I've tried to watch it.
You
and
said
it's
so
like,
many sad words just then that, of course,
I know.
Understandable.
Yo, orcs. Shout out to little Danny. Those orcs are scary as hell.
Also, being in the front row is nuts. For 3 hours? Your neck
must
have been broken.
Yeah, my head is like this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I think, like, unfortunately, I was very much more of a Harry Potter person growing up.
That is unfortunate.
And
given our current state of affairs.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where I went. I was like, yep, no, that's my thing. I don't need to worry too much about Lord of the Rings because I'm like...
But I will say for a young person, I've never gotten into Harry Potter. I was kind of older when it came out, but that does seem more appropriate for a younger person. It seems like it'd be easier for a young person to like Harry Potter than Lord of the Rings. I think it's interesting that Ashley so fell so deeply in love with Lord of the Rings because you were young when it came out too, right?
I was.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
She's
so
smarter than I am. That's all I can say.
No.
She's a little smarter than I am. That's absolutely right.
I do think it's worth, if it doesn't bring up trauma for you, it might be worth a rewatch.
But you also might find that when you rewatch it, no matter how many times you see them, that none of the action or plot sticks with you. Although I do think that I will say that Smeagol is maybe one of the greatest fictional, certainly fantasy representations of addiction I've ever seen. That's like pretty perfect.
Can I ask you, I want to really quickly ask Mort to summarize what he remembers from each film of Lord of the Rings. Honey, what happens in Fellowship of the Ring?
That's the first one.
Correct.
There's
good
a,
so far.
There's a hobbit. There's a ring.
Yep.
And they want the ring.
Who wants the ring?
Frodo and Samwise Gamgee. And they go, no. Who's the big tall wizard, Gandalf, comes to see them and says, you guys have to get the ring, you little cuties. And they go, but we're half size. And he goes, that's exactly, we need those little hands to get that ring. So then they go traipsing around the kingdom of the Lord of the Rings. And then they climb a mountain. And the orcs, which seem, I don't love that they're all black, they attack Fair. Everybody all the time for no reason. It's really weird and scary. And there are castles. And Steven Tyler's daughter's in it. And she's pretty, but that whole situation's a little bit boring. And then one of the guys from the Matrix is in it too for a little while. And then they get it from Smeagol's there. And he's CG. And it's very, very evident. But he wants the ring and he won't get rid of it. And then they throw it into the ring. And they throw the ring into the lava, and he jumps in after it. He dies, and then the Eye of Sauron comes, and then they yell at the Eye.
I think you kind of smushed them all into one summary.
Oh, that's just the okay.
You kind of mixed. Well, I think you sort of completely skipped over the Two Towers, so you mixed Fellowship of the Ring and the Return of the King.
I mean, my question is, who is the Lord of the Rings? Which one? Who is it? I guess it's ultimately Samwise, isn't it? Really,
valid.
See, thank you, Danny. I mean, I love. Is it ambiguous? Yes, that's great. I love ambiguity. A title that leads to a question, sure. But really, it's not about who's the Lord of the Ring. It's about sort of who has the internal strength to remain good-hearted in the face of ultimate power, right?
Honey, I'm surprised that of all the things you remember Gollum's secondary name,
Smeagol.
Yes.
For my precious, he says.
And that's not what he says.
Yeah. that's
like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. He
goes, my precious. Like that?
It was closer.
Okay,
it was closer.
Yeah,
it was closer.
Nice. Dude, I want, hit me up, Hollywood. I could do that voice. You know what I mean?
I remember there's walking trees. That's all I remember.
Yes, yeah, the trees. Are. And the yes. trees are kind of scary.
That's the nice. First one, right? The They're walking nice. Trees?
The second one has, they're nice trees.
They're ultimately nice, I think.
They're always nice.
But aren't you?
They're nice the whole time.
But it's sort of ambiguous at first. Are you kind of like, what's up with these creeps?
Well, they think that the hobbits are little orcs. So they're.
That'll freak anybody out.
So Pippin and Merry are worried that they're going to get hurt by the trees because the trees have never seen hobbits before because they've never left the forest.
Okay, that's why I was scared.
They're afraid that they're little orcs.
Yep.
And but then they learn very quickly they're not little orcs, and then they're just nice.
And probably little Danny was like, she probably identified with the little guys, and she was like, oh no, these trees are going to come after me. And again...
Well, Danny didn't even get to... That's the second movie.
You've only seen the first one?
I might have seen, like, bits of the... Like, I'm my friend group. Like, I'm friends of very many people that are very much big Lord of the Rings, Star Wars fans, and all that sort of stuff. So, like, I get it. But, like, yeah, no, I don't think I got that far. But I think... The main thing that I remember with Lord of the Rings is that people used to call me a hobbit because I am very short.
Yes. And, I self-identify as a hobbit.
Yeah, and I feel like if I got into Lord of the Rings, I would just be called a hobbit all the time, and I was a little bit more sensitive about that as a kid. Mm. So maybe that put me off. That,
I mean, that's another tough association. I do think that knowing about the hobbits has helped me understand Ashley a little bit better, which is that, yeah, she loves... So that's helped me kind of appreciate the hobbits more.
Hobbits are cozy. They like food. They like chilling. They like not doing too much.
Mm-hmm. They eat three breakfasts? Is that
they,
right?
Second breakfast.
Well, there's second breakfast. They eat all and then that. There's 11 seas.
Uh-huh, which is very funny and very British.
Very British.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do think it'd be funny if they somehow, through some miracle, managed to make the movies longer. I think that'd be funny.
Look, Lord of the Rings is a goddamn masterpiece because it is about the perseverance of the human spirit under unassailable, seemingly unassailable conditions.
Tell it.
And that Samwise Gamgee is basically the most important person in the movie is a testament that anyone can be a hero if they are stout of heart.
Mm.
And as you said, it's a very good allegory for addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And J.R.R. Tolkien has not been revealed to be a horrible transphobe. So.
Yes. Absolutely. I got no.
In the cold of winter,
hobbits. I got no loyalty to fucking Potter at all.
No. I know you don't. You have no loyalty to anyone.
That's true. I'm without loyalty. I'm not tethered to any sense of morality.
No. You're a man of chaos.
Yeah, you can't be funny and have any sort of belief system.
But anyway, back to our fucking thing. What is that motherfucker's name?
Wheat Thins. Wait,
I'm gonna say, who is Galadriel's elf homie? And see what happens.
And then, Danny, real quick. So you got peanut butter cups. Did you get the pretzel Reese's? And did you get Reese's pieces? Because they're all different things.
No, I didn't. I didn't get the peanut butter cups because I can't have those because chocolate.
I thought you said you were addicted to them. No, you're
the Reese's pieces.
You're addicted. You got Reese's pieces?
I did. They were really nice.
That's the thing. I think they're kind of weird and kind of delectable.
But I also think that I had the pretzels and I think it was very much, I'd wanted them for so long, I ate far too many at once, and I think I made myself sick for a few days with them.
That's what they're for.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. I give up. I searched, who is Galadriel's elf homie? It just gave me shit about Galadriel. And then I was like, all right, let me do, who is Galadriel's second in command? It said Elrond. That is inaccurate.
Yeah.
So I give up. I don't remember what this fucking guy's name is, but he's going on the box.
Cool. Will you describe him, what he looks like? I only got his voice.
Elf.
Tall, handsome? Is that what they are?
Elf.
That doesn't, they're like tall and pale, right? They got pointy ears?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I like the elves. I consider myself half elf, half hobbit.
I see that.
Yep.
Seeing as you guys like musical things so much, you remember the Taking the Hobbits to Isengard
video? Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. So I feel like with Wheat Thins and Lord of the Rings, if you're going to combine those two, then that's how you need to do it with that video.
Because
that's my only understanding of Lord of the Rings.
More is just, there's just equations happening on his face right now.
I went to sleep.
He went to sleep. He went far away.
With my eyes open.
So basically, honey,
yeah.
There is a line in Lord of the Rings where Orlando Bloom goes, they're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Okay.
And for some reason, someone took that line and then turned it into like a club mix.
Tight.
So how could we, okay.
So that song's in the commercial.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we need to put Wheat Thins in there somehow.
Yeah. Okay, great. Here's the thing. What I like about not knowing anything about this guy is that we could do like a low rent, non-copyrighted version of this guy, saving Wheat Thins a little bit of scratch, slap him on the box, then we could put a commercial.
I think he's going to be pretty cheap. I don't think we have to even go low rent.
But we can't even find his name. Well, I mean, I'm ready. You know me. I'm ready to tussle. I'm ready to tussle with the fucking Tolkien estate if we have to for this.
No, they're going
to
be pro.
They're going to love it.
Here's the thing.
They're going to love it.
We're going to give a small percentage of our proceeds to whatever charity the Tolkien estate would like us to donate it to.
I love this. Yeah, great. So
every box of Wheat Thins comes with also the Cimmerillion.
Yeah, and truly,
and you have to read it.
And there's a lot of Tolkien fans out there. Like, oh, yeah. I just don't see a world in which these don't fly off the shelf. Think of the message boards, how they'll light up with people who cannot wait to purchase this new collaboration.
Honey, did you make the Wheat Thins website? Message boards?
I was hired to create the Wheat Thins message boards in 2021. And
the message boards?
And the website, both.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And I have done so. Uh-huh. And my heart is broken by your reaction to it.
You played it off very well.
I did my best. It's clean. You can't argue that. It does have a link where you can, that says check the price if you need to go to the official website.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It just takes you back to the top, baby, where you already are.
Which is a thing that happens only on like the worst porn sites. Like
that's what I'm saying.
That's a very bizarre situation.
I don't. Okay, hold on. I gotta see, cause okay, how many flavors are they? Is this a fucking joke? Okay, it's saying there are flavored varieties, including the smoky heat of Chipotle. Where?
We cannot find it anywhere on the internet.
I don't know if this is real.
It says there's a dill pickle one, too.
Is this like a Berenstain Bears kind of situation where we're in some sort of alternate universe?
The Mandela effect where...
I'm having to separately Google Wheat Thins Chipotle to see if anything even comes the fuck up.
Yeah. Again...
Okay, they do exist, but why did I have to... Separately Google them!
Again, I sort of like how bad this is. I'm really kind of pro Wheat Thins being really like incompetent around this because what I prefer this to corporate dishonesty. You know what I mean?
You're right. I forgot that we came back around to how bad their website marketing
is. I kind of like it that it's like, yeah, you can't really even get this shit that you want, actually. If you want the Monterey Jack Wheat Thins, good fucking luck, man.
I don't know if these cheese ones...
exist? I have another.
I see. They're like little snack packs.
Oh, they're like a Lunchable almost.
They're like a lunch, like a thinking man's Lunchable.
Uh-huh. Got it. I got another branding idea.
Okay.
Which is that there's Hobbit related flavors. So there's beer flavor because they like beer.
Yep.
They love beer.
And what like a beer cracker.
What do they eat at Elevensies?
Oh, whatever they got. They like sausage, tomato. They smoke weed.
Yeah.
Oh, we could do it. We could do. Oh, yeah.
Out of like basic like opium pipes.
Yeah, they have big old pipes.
Yeah, right.
They blow ships, make ships out of their smoke.
That I like. I like that element of like the fantasy drug abuse situation. No, and I like that.
So we can make edibles.
Yeah.
And you know what? Actually, this is good because
edibles.
The problem
with like high grade THC in them.
Yes, but the problem with edibles, in my experience, is that they make them taste too good. So then you want more of them, and then you get too high.
And that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen with Ethan's.
No,
you're gonna
eat one
more.
Yeah,
I'm all right.
Yeah, this is. You go, right. Is this sweet? And then you just like have a confused look on your face while you slowly put the box away.
Yeah, but then you won't have too. You won't get too high.
And also, the commercial is obviously them smoking weed out of an opium pipe, and then the smoke creates wheat. The words wheat. Thins.
Oh, that's very good,
and
honey.
And they're hobbits, so they're getting whatever they're getting hungry for, then they and it magically appears in a wheat thin form. Right? So they're like, I want to drink more beer. Oh my God, dry mouth from all this hobbit weed. Yep. And then that shows up, and then the bread shows up.
Uh-huh.
And so they got hobbit munchies, and they get 11sies and second breakfast and stuff.
Yeah, I imagine that they're in the Shire, mm-hmm. and you hear the score, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And it's a guy that kind of looks like Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
And another guy that kind of looks like Elijah Wood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly.
And they're sitting at a table smoking weed.
Yep.
And they, and then they're having their 11sies.
Yep.
And Gandalf's maybe kind of complaining because
he's so tall. It's hard to be that tall.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
He says, I can't. Reach your the or
I, he can't bend down to
I can't
get
bend down to get the I don't fucking know whatever they're eating the goddamn things and then the wheat things thins in the smoke. That's what happens.
Is Gandalf magical?
Yes.
What
he's
kind
a
of
wizard?
Yeah. Well, okay. Right. Thank you. What kind of wizard acts does he perform? What can he make?
He can spin a guy. He can hit a guy.
Ooh, kind of warlike. Yeah.
He can talk to a moth.
Nice. That's one of his things?
Yeah, and it brings an eagle. Ooh. He can...
So he kind of communes with nature a little bit?
This is also reminding me of... my friend John sent me a tattoo unsolicited of... that someone had gotten of Gandalf the White, but with... huge naturals.
Oh yeah, big old tasty jugs.
Yeah, big old tasty jugs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we proceeded to think about every single scene in Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
But with Gandalf having huge tits.
I think the really funny thing about it is just imagining the subtle discomfort of trying to navigate the world with such a huge rat.
Well, my big thing is that his huge scene in the first movie.
Uh-huh.
Is that he's trying to fight this big fire creature named a Balrog. And he slides, and it's this iconic moment where he's holding on to the ledge, and he goes, fly, you fools, and then he falls into the chasm. His tits would be too big.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be able to hold on.
Yeah.
They'd be pushing him back from the edge. He wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, his jiggling ass triple Ds.
Yeah, he'd just go, flavor, and then down into the chasm he goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did we do it?
Have we rebranded successfully?
Yeah, did we...
Yeah, I definitely want that as the commercial. Well, here's what I like. So okay.
You want Gandalf with huge naturals?
Here's what I'm gonna pause it. Yeah, he smokes some of that weed, and then he's high, but he's a wizard, so he accidentally gives himself. He's trying to he's trying to make food appear for everybody, but he accidentally gives himself.
That's good. And then he gives himself big tits.
A huge rack, yeah.
And then Frodo's like, "Don't worry, Gandalf. I have wheat thins."
Yeah, because
in all manner of flavors.
And they're all like, and there's like blacklight posters, and they're like sitting on like beanbag chairs. It's very like.
Wait,
like,
why are they in a
Mordor?
A dorm
meets
room.
College dorm room. Yeah, because it's going to appeal to the stoners, too.
The stoners like the Shire.
Okay, great. But yeah, totally. So I think, yeah, so then, and then cut to, he goes, yeah, he's like, oh no. And then we get to see all the action sequences of him. And then I think he does ultimately, and I think this is important, gets a reduction surgery.
Yeah, it's not going to be good for his back.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, my fucking eyes are up here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I died and was reborn as Gandalf the White, and I have all this power, and all you can do is talk and whisper behind my back about how big my boobs are.
Yeah. He died and was reincarnated?
Yeah.
What was he before?
Gandalf Grey.
And now he's going to get off the white? Did he look the same in his previous incarnation?
He has very nice, straight, shiny white hair when he's Gandalf the White.
Yeah, for sure. And
a chemical straightening.
Okay. Done. So wait, now he's the gray and he was the white?
He was the gray. Gandalf the gray.
And did he have any gray hair then?
Gray outfit.
Okay. Oh, I like
scraggly
this.
Hair.
This is fun.
He comes back, Gandalf the white outfit.
Different outfit.
Beautiful, shiny, straight hair.
I was talking to a person the other day and we were talking about Wiccan and it wasn't Danny. We were talking to somebody else about the religion or spirituality of Wiccan. And what I kind of came upon, this person was talking to me about how a lot of the experiences around the rituals, everybody got to wear like fun outfits and dresses and have like flowers and stuff. And what I realized, what I didn't like about growing up in the Catholic Church, I think, because I always have a thing of like, you're not better than me. That's kind of what I think to myself about people sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And the whole thing, we're all sitting around and we all have to dress nice to watch this one guy who gets to wear the dress. What if we all want to wear robes and shit? And so that's what I love about Wiccan, is like it's non-hierarchical in a way, it seems to me. And that's what I like about this too, is he's like, wear the dress, and the indicator that he's been reborn is he has a new outfit on. I really like that.
Yeah, new outfit, nice hair.
Yeah,
should we go to Danny's dream corner?
I'd love to.
Danny's dream corner. I like that one. We don't know what kind of dreams these products are going to be giving you, but we'll try.
The hallway of oddities that is Danny's.
Okay, right. We'll start off tame. This is called. It's from Novella Labs. It's a clock that basically shows you the time by using quotes from books.
Oh, that's cute. Now,
oh, nice.
I liked the idea to start with, but then throwing back, I was thinking of books like the likes of Morning Glory Milking Farm, that kind of thing. And yeah,
Great.
You just imported the worst smut that you could possibly think of.
That's hilarious. Yeah, it's like a separate subscription or something where you like, it uploads Morning Milking Farm.
Morning Glory Milking Farm. That, I will say, it's cute, but the amount of effort.
Well, I'm saying, like, they provide that as a company. So you pay for the subscription. Yeah, they got to pay somebody to do it, but there's only one person doing it.
Not even just reading the clock. Well, to get to the time, you got to get through a whole freaking quote.
Well, but it's only one quote, though. It's one sentence, it looks like.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sentences.
What is?
The professor looked at his watch. I looked at my watch. 6:25, well past daybreak. Morning papers delivered.
I thought those were commas.
No, periods.
Yeah. My body is degrading, so my eyesight is not as good as it once was.
Yeah.
So I'm...
slow march to the grave.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm becoming... You really start to get in touch with your mortality.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fun.
When you can't see.
Yeah, when you can't see.
Yeah, I think this is great. Yeah, I think you should just have a smut version, which is also includes the entire page.
Yeah.
And you have to scroll and read the whole sex scene to get to the time.
Oh, you like that. See, I don't love the fact that I'm immediately looking at a screen for that long.
Well, it has that sort of like Kindle paper.
I still don't trust it, though.
You don't trust it?
No, I think it's still bad for the eyes.
Sure, sure, sure.
But what I was thinking...
Well, what about a digital clock, though?
Yeah, sure. Same. I don't have a digital clock either. But digital clocks don't have the same level of addictive power that the screw.
But that when you check the clock, don't you look at your phone?
Yeah.
Well,
I guess you really got me on that one.
This is the gotcha part of rebrand.
And then I was like,
it's a gotcha cast.
I was like, well, I don't know if I'd want to be woken up by something like that. But then I did remember what I woke up Ashley with this morning at probably about 7:30 a.m.
What?
I said, honey, I had an idea for a tweet but I'm not on Twitter. And the tweet was, quote the Raven, .. I'm looks maxing now?
That wasn't it.
No, because I forgot what the punchline was as I said it. What was the line? My body's degrading. Have I mentioned that?
What was it? Oh, skibbity toilet.
Quote the Raven, .. skibbity toilet. Question mark. That's how
why question mark?
It's question mark exclamation point. Like, you can't even believe you're saying it. What I think it should be, what I think it's the sort of directive of it is something like, it would be somebody complaining about how like writing used to be so much better. You don't see anybody like Poe anymore. What would that be like today?
Quoth Raven, skibbity toilet. And I said that Edgar Allan Poe was just going woo, 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 woo in his grave, just spinning and spinning.
Yeah. He's in a Ferris wheel down
this
there.
He's in a Ferris wheel down there.
All right, let's get to another one, shall we?
Okay. This one, it might be something that's entirely normal and just looks really weird. Apparently, it's for like singers and actors and stuff. It looks horrific to me. It's called a belt box.
Okay.
Oh, that is a fleshlight.
Yeah, that's a mouth fleshlight.
That's a fleshlight.
Apparently, that's a fleshlight.
What are you meant to do with it?
Yeah.
It okay, so just for the listeners, it's a white cylinder with big old ruby red lips at the end.
Yeah. So
what does that make you think of?
It looks like you're supposed to jam a Minotaur dick in that thing.
Oh, sure. It sure does.
Yeah.
Vocal dampener for singing, reduced noise, soundproof vocal dampener, relieve stress, vocal tubes for singers, for actors.
I like this as I wouldn't rebrand.
No, I think it's perfect, except I would say that it's a fleshlight instead. Could you look at those pictures on the side, honey?
Yeah, sure, of course. Oh, yes, I apologize.
No worries.
There's more to be seen. Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yep. Great. Sure.
Yep, oh, wait, could you do that one?
Oh, it's no longer suppress your voice. No, I don't understand what this thing is still.
I think you're
assumed it was so that you could like scream into it and like
not be heard.
Yeah.
Oh.
But then why is there an earpiece? Why has it got lipstick? Unclear.
Yeah. No, it looks like you're supposed to fuck it.
You're definitely supposed to fuck it. And then you have the earpiece so you can hear yourself fucking it.
Yeah.
Because you dirty little dog.
Yeah, you freaky little nasty.
You little dirty dog.
You sick little sweaty pervert. That's what you're doing with this.
So this is perfect just how it is, but instead of belt box, vocal tubes, vocal, I would just say, you fuck it.
Yeah, you fuck
it. It's called you fuck it.
Yeah, mouth fleshlight.
Yeah.
So it's
go ahead and fuck it.
It's not even electric. Like, I thought that was a plug-in thing, but that's the ear.
No, it's your earpiece. So you can hear yourself, I guess?
It's basically like a weird, like a frightening, suppressive version of like a stethoscope or something.
It's weird. I sing and act and do voice that I've never heard of or seen anything like this.
No.
Which is why it really does seem like it is a thinly veiled excuse to get a fleshlight. Although...
It's also a product to help you lower your voice, which is something we can all do.
See, there's versions that are like, don't look quite as horrific as that. And I can kind of see the point in like, if you live with many roommates and you need to do some shouting or something, like, but this is the only version that I've seen that has an earpiece connected to it. And that is...
Yeah,
that's like, where the logic leaves me.
Yeah, I will say I screamed into a pillow for the first time like a couple of months ago to exercise some rage from my body, and it worked pretty well. And this is something you could do, although the fact that it looks like two plastic surgery lip implants makes that harder, I think.
I also am very skeptical that it would actually dampen the sound.
That'd be such a bummer if it didn't
even do that. It just looks like a PVC pipe with big old juicy lips on the end.
Yeah, yeah. How much is it?
Scroll
on. £18, so okay. Just over $20.
$20. Yeah, that feels about right.
Yeah,
because it's clearly it's a gag thing. It's like
It's got a lot of reviews.
Well, check these reviews out then. What are people saying?
Oh, I'm sorry. It has two reviews. I lied.
Oh, okay. What do they say? Let's see. Both of the reviews appear to What's the deal? They. Okay,
all I can say is it does work. Is the only review I can see.
What the hell? Is it our internet? What's wrong?
Yeah, I don't know. So we can't find the review. We can't.
There's one customer review and there's like two ratings.
Oh, it's British. Okay. And it's just pretty simple. Like, hey, I know you're thinking this thing is only to fuck and doesn't work, but it actually works.
You can do both.
Yeah, it actually works. That's the funniest possible review.
Yeah.
This thing works.
It does work. Yeah, it's great.
All right. Slang us one more.
All right. Let's do a third.
Okay. This one is from the Discord. This is therefore not my fault.
What's up, Discord? You sick freaks?
From Willow.
Okay. What's up, Willow? We appreciate your patronage.
Oh, no. I already am scared.
And.
Oh, God. Why
did you do this to us?
Furless Furby.
Oh, God.
So imagine a Furby, but shaved. And I know you might think like, oh, okay, maybe it's just like one of those cats. For some reason, Furby has breasts.
Mm-hmm.
They are plunging.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a lot of back rolls. And fingers for hand, for feet?
Yeah, fingers for feet. The breasts that would disappoint Gandalf, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's not
yeah.
worth thinking of for Gandalf.
No, no. They're too small for Gandalf. And he's got some, like, for the furless
there's
movie.
Like, yeah, there's realistic blemishing, like warts and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah, around the ears.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is very upsetting.
$30 for this guy.
Yeah, $30 to for some casual nightmare fuel.
Yeah. Great product. Love it and would buy again.
Buy again. Buy again, huh?
It's way smaller than I thought. It's not the size of a normal furry. That's a bummer.
It fits in the palm of your freaky little hand.
Okay, so it's cursed creation. So this is created by someone who's trying to make something. Just
yeah, they're trying to ick you out. They're
Yeah, mission accomplished. I think it's done what it sets out to do. I wonder if, but it doesn't look like it doesn't look like it talks. And am I incorrect in remembering that Furby's crazy eyes move and they say stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that this does not
no,
have that capability.
It doesn't look like, no. Yeah, this thing sucks.
Would you want it to?
I just think if it would be even more effective if it did.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, because then it would really have the effect of, oh, wow, it would make me think, man, a Kirby is real.
Honey, you said furry and Kirby.
Yeah. My body is degrading. I don't know if I mentioned that.
If you look at the photos, the review photos, someone has decided to customize it and has given them lashes and lipstick and nail polish.
Oh, yeah, they kind of turnt this one out.
Oh, they made it very... Oh, the breasts are very shiny in a way that's very... yeah, making me very unhappy.
They did the hand slash toenails.
Yep.
They've bedazzled the eyelids.
Yeah, they painted the face for the gods on this one.
Yeah.
They beat that face.
They beat the face. Yeah. Wow.
10 out of 10.
Incredible.
Great gift that she had fun customizing. So this person's saying they gave it to a woman, and then this was that woman's response.
And this woman maybe took the most haunting picture of this Furby they could have. It's from like a high angle, and it's very close.
Yeah, this looks like the last seen live photo of this thing. This looks like this person. This is the photo you take when you abduct a Furby.
Yeah, she drove off of a cliff with her and the Furby.
But you know what? Here's what I hope, because this has become a theme for me now. All of our bodies are somewhat degrading, and there will come a day where we're all going to look a little bit like this Furby. Not exactly, you know. And I think this lady, I hope it's an older woman who, after she gussied up this Furby, felt better about herself.
Mm-hmm. Honey, that's beautiful.
You know, I thought she took that Kirby out for a day in the town.
It does look a little bit like the monster from Barbarian.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, is it the Gremlins films?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the lady gremlin who looks exactly like the other gremlins, but she's got like...
But she's got lipstick
she's
and eyelashes.
She's got eye makeup and stuff, yeah.
That's the only way you knew in the 90s and the 80s if there was a girl involved.
Yeah.
They have to have a little bow tie and little eyelashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is funny when you look at like old time photos of like actresses who are supposed to be beautiful, and then compared to our standards, they just look like a guy with no makeup on.
Well, that's it for this episode of Rebrand. Where can the people find you, Danny?
They can find me on my website, dannyleart.com, where I've just started putting a lot of new products and stuff in, and Instagram if you want to say hi.
Yeah, and people have already missed, sadly, your most recent con appearance, right?
Yes, I do have another one, though, in Southampton, May 16th.
Hell yeah, keep an eye out. Go get some Danny art.
Danny's website is better than the Wheat Thins website, guaranteed.
Ouch.
I should hope so.
And how can you find us, honey?
We are on Rebrand the Pod on Instagram. Follow us there. We've got a Patreon. It's really fun. It's only $5 a month. You get extra episodes. You get ad-free episodes. You get to join the Discord where we will hang out sometimes and party. We've been more... Let's see. I did Jackbox with Danny, my friend Zach, recently. We did a couple of Jackboxes. I got real cocky and then was... handily destroyed the next time, which I thought it was great fun for everyone. Come hang out with us on the Discord.
And that's it. We love you. Mwah.
Rebrand.
Rebrand.